Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. We give you glory for this opportunity to speak to your people once again. Father, we bless your name for the power in the world. Thank you, God, for how your word is positioning us to receive fresh and greater glory to our life. Father, I pray for all our hearers this morning that you will transform their life, that you will give them new testimony, that, Lord, you will prepare them, you know, for the glorious heaven in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, everyone who hear this word of life this morning, that, Father, you will start to help them in a new way, and that, Lord, your name will be glorified in their life. Father, we give you all the glory. Let your word come afresh, and let there be breakthrough. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I welcome you to this program this morning called Church on Air? I want to thank God for all those who phoned us. Many people phoned us last week, and they are asking for one thing or the other. That is wonderful. That is so good. I really appreciate all our callers, and I pray that the Almighty God will fill you afresh and will bless you the more. Also, I want to thank God for all those who came to the program of yesterday, that is, you know, Crush the Devil service, which is every Friday between, you know, the hour of 10 to 12. Thank God for what God has done. Thank God for our deliverances. Thank God for the healings. Thank God because God is so good to us that, you know, he blessed us and he gave us breakthrough. To God be the glory in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today, we'll continue on the issue of glory. You know, I've been sharing with you for some times on the issue of glory. But today, we are going to talk about the glory hunters. The glory hunters. People who are hunting for your glory. You know, because when a glory starts to shine, people will start to go after it. Don't forget, you know, we learn in biology that when the flowers start to open, you know, you see insects coming. They are coming there for, you know, pollination process. You know, they are coming there for other things. So when the glory of a man starts to shine, you start to see, you know, the hunters, the enemies who want to hijack, you know, the glory. But I pray for you because I know that your glory or the glory of your children will start to shine forth right now. The power of the enemy will not catapult it in the name of Jesus. Satan will not silence you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we don't want to go far. We want to look at, you know, glory hunters, the household enemy. You know, we want to see the power inside. We want to see the power at work, even from your own cradle, from your own house, from your own family. You know how they will want to rusticate, you know, the good thing that God has packaged in your life. So that is what we are going to see today, you know, the glory hunters. And those people, those powers who are looking, seeking your glory, they won't get you in the name of Jesus Christ. So today, we are not going to look far. We are going to look at the household enemy. Household enemy who are hunting for your goal. Let's start now. Let's see the book of, you know, Micah. Micah chapter number 7. And let's read from verse 5. Micah chapter 7 from verse 5 to 6.
Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in the bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter riseth up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are the men of his own house.
Wow, can you see? Say, a man's enemy, you know, are the what now? The members of his household. Can you see now? So, you know, Yoruba will say, Peti kule oba pani, todi ole pani. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. You know, because, you know, in the family, they know you. They know your name. They know you, the best food you like. They know everything about you. In deliverance, we call it ancestral or familiar spirit, you know. Because when they can't get you at home, they can't get you outside. Are you following me now? The reason why you are having, you know, an unabated problem, you know, you are having a prolonged problem is because there's a familiar spirit. Somebody knows you very well. Somebody is against your life. Somebody is fighting you. Somebody is saying, no, you're not going like that. And that he had the enemies that are knows you very well. So, you know, he said that don't trust a friend. Don't put your confidence in the guys. He said, keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth at thy bosom. That's why I tell people, all of you that always post things on Facebook, all your secrets, the secret of your family, the secret of our children, you know, you are opening doors for the devil. You know, it is now a thing that everybody now on Facebook, on this, on that, on network, and they will be telling people they are traveling, they are going to America. That one will open doors for enemy to come to their house. They will tell the secret of all their children on the Facebook, and then, you know, they start to send calamity to them. You know, they will put the picture of this or that. You know, you are opening your mouth too much. Excuse me, you are too careless. You are too careless. You know, you don't expose yourself. You don't put yourself into the hands of your enemy. You don't allow the devil to know everything about you. So Bible is saying there, he said, keep the doors of the mouth from her that lieth in your bosom. You know, keep. I know a friend of mine, he was traveling to overseas and he put it on Facebook. You know what happened at last? The armed robber came. They robbed the whole house because they are aware that it's not in. Excuse me. You know, don't expose yourself. Don't expose yourself. Even there are some people that you don't open up to. There are some people you don't tell your life secret. You know, there are some women, everything that happens in their home is like a tap is opening. They will start to tell their friends, even people that they don't know. Can you imagine? You met somebody in the hospital, you don't know him from Adam, and all you are saying, you are telling the person all your secrets, all the things that you're supposed not to say. Oh my God, you are not wise. You need to be wise. There are some things you keep, there are some information you don't even share with people. Why? Because we saw a man called Joseph. He opened his secrets, you know, to his brethren, and you know what happened to him. You know how they nearly destroyed his life. So, you know, that scripture said that now, you know, you must keep your mouth from her that lieth at thy bosom. It says, for the son dishonored the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And I say, a man's enemy are the members of his household. One Igbo proverb says, he who know no man cannot do man. He that know no man cannot do man. Can you see now? Anyone that doesn't know you, can they do you? They cannot. So the man will know man. Now he will do him. And you know, I want you to know. So, you know, your enemies are within. So today we are talking about glory hunters and looking at the household enemy. And then Michael now told us that a man's enemy are the members of his household. Now, household enemy are enemy within. Household enemy are enemies within. They are enemies so close. They are people who know you intimately. They know everything about your life. They know everything about your family. They know what is happening right now. They know where you are going. These are enemy. You know, somebody very close to you. It can be your friend. It can be your neighbor. It can be your colleagues in the office. It can be your relative. It can be your spouse. It can be your church members. You know, it can be anything. One thing is this, very close to you. Well, now, when you look at the Bible, you discover that people who are so close to people, they are the ones that cause problems for them. Now, look at Judas Iscariot. That Judas, I call him Judas Iscariot. Very, very callous. You know, can you imagine a master that fed him for 3.5 years? He saw glory, he saw power, he saw Jesus in great form, in great way. And yet, it was Judas Iscariot that opened the door for the enemy to come. He was the one that led the servant of the high priest to come to capture Jesus, to molest him. I know what he said. He said, the person I kiss. He is the one. He used the key of love to demonstrate hatred. He used the key of love. He said the one I kiss. And truly, when he got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he kissed Jesus. And, you know, all the people rushed at him to handle Jesus. Now, can you see that thing? Now, if Judas Iscariot is not there, it might not be easy for them to seize Jesus like that. The woman says like that, but you know what now? Judas, who happens to be a member of, you know, the apostles, not just a member, he was an executive member, he was the treasurer. Can you see? The treasurer, the one that you can call minister for finance of Jesus' ministry, he was the one that exposed him. He was the one that sold him out. You know what he said? He said, just give me some money and I will, you know, give it to you. Now, because of money, he sold out his master. Now, these are the things we are looking at this morning, and I know that God will help you. You know, God will strengthen you to know that you need to battle against household enemy so that it will be well with you. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cbnmi.org.ng. www.cbnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We are talking today on glory hunters, and we are looking at the household enemy. You know, and we are saying, "Peti kule oba pani to deole pani." Now, this household enemy, they utilize their familiarity, you know, to haunt you. They use their familiarity to what? To haunt you. Now, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Judges. Judges chapter number, 16. Judges 16. Now, let's start from verse 16 to 20. Judges chapter 16 from verse 16 to 20.
And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and hugged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the loss of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he has shewed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistine be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
The Lord has departed. Why? Because of household enemy. Look, when you marry a Delilah, you are in problem. When you marry a Jezebel, you are in problem. There are some satanic women, when they enter into your life, they will close your glory forever. Now, Delilah, you know, he got something through his secret. He had been pressing, you know, he was pressing him and urged him, you know, "Tell me your secret. What is the source?" The source of your breakthrough. The source of your life. When somebody is asking you a question every time and asking you, "How about your children? Where are they living? What is their address?" You need to ask, "Excuse me, what is the purpose why you are asking all these questions for me?" Eh? Now, you see, Delilah was pressing him every day. When somebody is constantly asking you something that is so secretive all the time, you need to know that it might be a household enemy. When somebody is, you know, coming to you asking you for secret information about your life, telling you, asking for deep things, so you must mark it that, "Why is this person asking me these questions?" Now, Delilah was asking, you know, our brother Samson, asking him questions. "Where is your power?" You know, the Bible says in verse 18, and when Delilah saw that he has told her all his heart, cry. The moment you pour all your heart to people, I'm telling you, you are in danger. You are in a problem. You know, there is a need for you, as we said in Micah chapter 7, to always keep the door of your mouth shut. You don't, you know, download everything in you. You don't pour everything out. You don't tell people everything. Now, what now happened? When the Lord saw that he has poured all his heart, he sent for Samson's enemy. God, I pray your children will not marry their enemy. I pray they will marry their real husband. Delilah is not a wife. Delilah is a traitor. Delilah is an enemy. Can you see now? So, Babylon said, look what he did. The Bible says he called for the Philistine, and then the lord of the Philistine came up to her and brought money in their hands. Oh, the same money that Judas is calculated. The people that are after your glory, they want to sell your glory for cheaply. You know? Cheaply. Now, Bible says that he made him to sleep upon her lips and call for a man. And she caused him to shave off the seven locks on his head. And she began to afflict him. And her strength went off from him. I wondered why a man will so much submit himself unto a woman. I wondered. Now, can you start to see now that you cannot, somebody said that you cannot be on Delilah's lap and enter into Abraham's bosom. Probably also you like the lap of women. I'm telling you, you can never make heaven. If you are like Samson, that you have used women, you know, the lust of fornication or adultery is in your life. I tell you, that is what the devil will use to destroy your life. Anything that you are so weak to, anything that, you know, you fall easily, that is what the devil will use for you as a what? As a bait. As a bait. It can be food. You know, like Esau. It can be food. Because Esau looked for porridge. It was porridge that make him to sell his birthright. So, any weakness in your life, the devil will want to take the advantage of that weakness in your life to pull you down, to put down your glory. Now, what is your own weakness? As I'm sharing this with you now, what are your weaknesses? You need to pray to God, Father, these are my weaknesses. I don't want the devil to use it against my life. You know, you need to know your weaknesses. You know, can you now see the Samson? His own weakness was women. And devil used that to women to what? To destroy his life. Can you see now? So, you know, and that's what Bible is saying. That when you are tempted, don't say, you know, God is not tempted. You are tempted because that is the area of your loss. Some people, their own weakness is money. Money. You know? So what is your weakness this morning? You need to pray because that is the lesson in your life. And the devil will want to use it against you. Bible now said, you know, in verse 20, and she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake himself. And he did not know that God had departed from him. There are many people that even though they are living, but God have departed. God have departed. God is no more there. There are many assemblies today that God have departed. There are many men of God, women of God, children of God, that God have departed. Why? Because of their association. Association with agents of darkness. Association with people that they supposed not to have anything with. I have told you, your company determines what accompanies your life. The person you keep company with, show what will accomplish your life. Now, that was how Samson's destiny was aborted. Through whom now? Through Delilah. Imagine that. What a colossal waste of glory. Number two person was Esau. When you look at the book of Genesis 27, from verse 1 to 42, it's a very long story. I'm not able to read it. But you discover that Esau's mom, that was called Rebecca, was the major glory hunter. Why? Because she loved Jacob more and assisted him in getting their father's blessings. Their mom, Esau's mom, was what? our glory unto. You know, a time came when Isaac, their father, said, "Now, my son Esau, now go and bring me venison." Venison is like suya. You know, I want to eat it. And what? And bless you. You know, as Esau went into the forest to hunt for what now? For animals. The mother was inside hunting for Esau's glory. Esau was out hunting for animals. The mother was inside hunting for his glory. And he called Jacob. He said, "Look, I had your father." Your father said, Esau should what? Should go out and look for what? For animals to eat so they can bless him. And the mother make an arrangement, bodily arrangement, because the body of Esau is not the body of Jacob. The body of Esau was hairy, and that of Jacob was just like love, like my own. Do you know that the mother masterminded everything? Women are something. Women are something. And that is why in your house, you must not love a child more than the other. Even if you love a child more than the other, you must not show it. Once you show it, you are bringing fire into your family. You are bringing fire into your house, and there will not be peace. Now, the mother cleverly helped Jacob to prepare venison, local venison. Can you see now? The mother gave Jacob what now? What to prepare? The animal. And Jacob prepared it. And they put the skin of the animal on who? On Jacob. And the mother said, "This body is like the body of Esau, but the voice of what? Of Jacob." Can you see? That is a mixed thing. And that was how the mother hunted for the goal of Esau, her first son. Imagine that. So, you know, it was the mother of Esau who was his major glory hunter. Not even Jacob. It was their mother, Rebecca. Now, for me to end this thing very well this morning, there is a last one I will tell you on this glory hunter, household enemy. It was Jacob. When you look at Genesis 37, you will see how, you know, Joseph dreamt. And his brothers, you know, they hated him. Why? They hated him because of his dream. Your dream shows your glory. Your dream shows how glorious your life is. Can you see that? Many of you always dream nonsense dreams. Animal will be pursuing you. Masquerade pursuing you. This one pursuing you. You need to dream again. You know, dreams are windows to spiritual world. Dreams will tell you what God is about to do in your life. But if all you are dreaming is you are dreaming of madman pursuing you, you are not dreaming. You know, you are not dreaming. So Joseph dreamt. He saw every other shell bowing down for his own. And people say, "Hey," you know. So it was his brother that was his glory hunter. The brother said, "Hey, you want to rule over us? You want to rule over us?" Because of that, they hated him and they sold him into what? Into slavery. Let's look at Genesis chapter 37. You know, let's pick one or two things there, and then you will understand what I'm saying. Genesis 37, can we read now from verse 4, 5, and 6? Yes.
"And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more."
Wow.
"And he said unto them, Here I pray you this dream which I have dreamed."
Those dreams show you where it's going. Your dream is your pattern of glory in life. And when he now told him, they hated him the more. You know, that's why you must be careful on who you relate with. People you share your life lesson with. You must be careful. You know, Joseph thought that everybody was like him. He was telling his brethren the thing that he should keep as a secret. That was why later on, when he saw them, when the glory has come, and he was now the prime minister in Egypt, when he saw them, he was no more quick in talking. He looked at them. He pretended as if to say he was not Joseph. Can you see? Why? Because he has learned. Look, you must learn too. He has learned. He knew that before he used to talk anyhow. But when his brothers saw him, they couldn't recognize him. Why? Because of the glory upon his life. And that day, you know, our brother Joseph, he was very careful in speaking until at last he made himself known unto his brethren. Can you imagine all these things? I pray for you this morning that everyone that wants to abort your glory, it will not be possible for them. So you must keep the door of your mouth shut. Can you pray with me? Say, Father, open my eyes. Show me my enemies and help me to be spiritually alert at all times. I will see you again. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.